Yes, it's your weekly appointment with Dr. Raymond Hamdan, clinical and forensic psychologist based at the Human Relations Institute. He's here to take your questions this morning on 4001, or you can tweet at Suzanne Radford. If you are facing any challenges in your personal, private, or indeed professional life, a couple of text messages coming in with issues, problems at work, then, 4001, as you know, is the text number. Now, if we go to the text messages, Dr. Raymond, this one here: I'm not able to express anger. It was not acceptable when I was a child. I now have years of pent-up anger that I have bottled up. How do I tap into this in a safe way? I'm trying to be happy, but these feelings just bubble up all the time.
Anger is an okay expression. Unfortunately, sometimes parents don't know how to deal with it. And rather than getting into the parents' own psychology of feeling that they're not very good parents if their child is angry, so they have you not be angry so they think that they're doing an okay job, we'll do that on another program. Let's help you, though. Built-up anger is not unusual. You're not by yourself. There's millions of other people that have had similar situations where they grow up in homes where they're not allowed to even show any kind of emotion. But let's look at the reality of anger. Anger is the result of hurt. So whenever you're feeling angry, ask yourself, what is it that hurts your feelings? When you say you have pent-up anger, that might mean that you have all this energy that's negative being built up, and you'll probably have an explosion every 3, 4, or 6 months. And that explosion can be quite volatile because you're taking out all that anger that's been built up. And then what happens is you feel embarrassed, because what triggers off that energy where you explode, that explosion, is triggered off by something that is so insignificant. In other words, it's not always that people get angry and have an explosion over something significant. Usually it's a pileup of a lot of little things. And it's kind of like the straw that broke the camel's back. Well, excuse that pun in this country, but that's actually the wording. And it's called just noticeable difference. And when you have all that weight on you, emotional weight, just one little thing can break it. And that's because you have a whole pileup of a lot of little things. Well, when you go back and look at the actuality of anger, anger is the result of hurt. What is it that hurts your feelings? There's nothing wrong with being angry, as a matter of fact. It's what you do with the anger that can be right or wrong. So underneath anger is that hurt. If you can learn, and there are psychologists that train to do this, that teach you how to do this through a coaching process, how to deal with the anger in a slow leak. Now, what that means is, whenever you think you're going to get angry, then you begin to learn to verbalize it. What are you going to verbalize? You're going to verbalize the hurt. It's okay to say, well, okay, I'm angry. But what is it that's bringing on the anger? Learning to deal with what it is that hurts your feelings will enable you to do what is called the slow leak. So rather than having, like on the stove, a great big pot that it has a locked cover, and there's a heavy fire, and after about 45 minutes of this, it explodes because of all that pressure inside, putting it on a slow simmer enables the liquid to evaporate because you don't have a locked lid. That is a lot safer. There's not going to be an explosion. So what you're not doing, though, is all the time having a slow leak. It just means that you learn, when is it okay to express the anger? Well, frankly, any time that you're feeling angry, you identify the hurt, and then it's okay to express it. When you can do that, the expression will not be volatile. See, what you're doing is you're reacting to a lot of childhood experiences. And it's important to deal with these, but not focus on them and nothing else. We don't want to get fixated in your childhood. Now, there's nothing wrong with the psychoanalytic technique. It works, but there are a lot faster techniques today to help you resolve this, to get to the resolution of those problems. So learning how to verbalize the anger by identifying the hurt is a key to doing this. Without knowing your specific reasons of being angry with the hurt undercurrent, I can't be more specific. But there are psychologists who are qualified that can actually help you and coach you through proper describing of your own emotions, including the hurt that can manifest as anger. But again, I want to make it a point. There's nothing wrong with being angry. It's what you do with that anger that can be right or wrong.
Mm, and I think very interesting that identifying what it is that has hurt you. And once you're able to identify that, then you will probably manage the feelings a lot better. Very interesting. So when we're talking there about happiness, and that's what the listener's saying, you know, to feel happy is that you have this intrapersonal connection with yourself, and also you have the interpersonal connections with others, the relationship with others. And all of these, we're born into a relationship with ourselves, because it's us, it's, you know, you and yourself, and then your parents. And so growing from that early age, what happens to you in those formative years obviously will have an effect on you later on.
There's some authors who believe that what you learn in the first 5 to 7 years of life is half of everything you're going to learn anyway. And these are not things you're born with. These are things that you actually learn. So the way that your parents condition you, the way the environment conditions you, can be very, very important to understand. So that way you'll get a better perspective. The treatment's going to still be the same, but it's important to know where it came from so you can actually better control it. And by the way, as hurt is underneath anger, guilt is underneath resentment. So whenever you feel resentful towards someone or a situation, ask yourself, what are you feeling guilty about? What did you do that you shouldn't have, or what did you not do that you should have? Like today's Mother's Day, did you do something special?
Family situation. I became a father for the second time just 10 days back, so congratulations to you. My 3-year-old son is feeling insecure because his mother's dedicating so much time to the newborn. We're trying our best to involve my son to make him secure, but it doesn't seem to be working. What can we do?
I'm not sure if it's insecurity, even though I'm going to take your word for it as a sensitive dad. It could just be plain jealousy. And there's nothing wrong with that, because jealousy is merely when somebody has something that belongs to you and you want it back. So jealousy, when somebody has something that belongs to you and you want it back, is different than envy, when somebody has something that you wish you could have. So here's a 3-year-old behaving very normally, and this 3-year-old is saying, "Your attention, Dad, your attention, Mom, belongs to me. Why are you letting this new kid on the block take all of that from me? Send them back to the hospital. Hopefully you didn't pay for them yet, and the hospital will repossess them in a couple of days or a couple of weeks." And that's really what's going on. Now, some of the techniques that child psychologists will teach us to do is actually buy a doll so that your child can do exactly for that doll what you're doing for the baby. It may not be that safe to let the child do that for the little brother or little sister. In your situation, I think it's a little brother here. What you're wanting to do is you want to make sure that the child feels that they're part of the process, not another appendix to the family situation. So when they realize that they're playing a big brother role, and they're very important and they're very loved, and you also block out time just for them. Now, it can be quite tiring. You just had a new baby. Moms are going to be physically tired as well as emotionally. And she may even be going through some of that postpartum stuff that women go through. Dads are going to be exhausted too, because they're up at night helping with the older child. Don't take for granted that you don't do anything. You're just sitting there in bed having a baby. Or, well, you don't do anything. I'm the one that had a baby, and you don't have to worry about it. Both parents are actually having a role to play in this, and both parents will go through a stress process.
Yeah, and even a lot of change.
Yes, exactly. And it even if it is positive stress, it's still stress. Fortunately, it's positive stress, but it's still stress. So let the 3-year-old do activities that are similar to what you're doing for the newborn. Let them realize that they're part of the family and they're an important part of the family. Block out about 30 minutes or an hour every day, maybe some in the morning, some in the afternoon, some at night, to where the child feels that they are special and that not even the newborn is going to take away from that time. But don't try to compete one against the other. So, okay, now we put your brother to sleep, let me spend time with you. That's more of a competitive thing. Like, I only deserve to have your attention when the little brother's asleep. You know, what you want to be able to do is let them know that they're part of the family, they're an important part of the family, and there's time for everybody in the family.
Yeah, and there's, you know, it's still early days, just 10 days old, the newborn, so there's a process to go through.
Yeah, don't let your 3-year-old babysit right now.
There you go. So there's a scenario where you've got siblings. So what about the effect with our relationships between our siblings, our brothers and sisters, and what happens to them, how that can affect us and our personal circumstances or even our happiness? If you're close to a brother and sister, they're going through a bad time. Does it pass on to you? Do you feel the pain for your sibling?